Folks, you're watching an unbelievable migration right now. This is what I said would be the story of this decade, and it's absolutely panning out. As Silicon Valley relocates to Florida for protection from the Democrats, the key financial sector shift to Florida is at the tipping point right now. So many financial investment firm dollars now relocated to Florida. We are looking at being on track by the end of the decade to literally have Florida be the financial capital in terms of dollars invested, represented by the businesses moving there and the executives moving there. And in other words, losing the financial capital, moving it from New York to Florida. When Zuckerberg announced the week of his show trial in California, that he was, you know, he's done. He's moving to Florida. Why is he moving to Florida? I explained it to you. Our side got this completely wrong. They said, well, the billionaire's tax. Well, yeah, that would affect him. But no, he had already done the move the year before. It wasn't because of the billionaire's tax. It was because of the trial. In other words, he moved to the most conservative, pro-constitutional federal court system in America to hide behind the wall. He's hiding behind the wall. Why? It's no accident that the week he is undergoing a ridiculous show trial for the crime of creating a addictive product in Instagram and Facebook, which is ridiculous. That's not against the law. He's like, to heck with this. No more kangaroo court. I am moving behind the wall. And what is the wall? The wall is a sane judicial system. Same week, we find out Palantir, which originally fled Silicon Valley, is now moving from Denver to Florida. The price of luxury properties, so these are the very, very high-end properties these billionaires buy, has tripled in Florida in under a year. Why? They're all buying them and moving and fleeing in terror. And the list is unbelievable. The latest just this week was the founder and creator of Uber. Again, these are liberals. But when Susan Rice says, we're going to prosecute you if you don't do what we say, they move behind the wall. And for a while, you notice they were going to Texas. They're all going to Texas because they're all blue. They're all liberal. They don't want to pay the state income tax that liberals levy on them, but they wanted a little bit of, you know, blue frou-frou. So they would move to Houston. That's not even safe enough anymore. They're going full ironclad behind the wall in Florida. It is changing everything. And that is why Susan Rice, Obama's right-hand girl, freaked out and promised to throw them all in jail. Taking the thug route.
You know, companies already are starting to hear. They better preserve their documents. They better be ready for subpoenas. If they've done something wrong, they'll be held accountable. They've done the right things, good for them. That also will be noted and remembered. But, this is not going to be an instance of forgive and forget.
Well, what is she talking about? What crimes? Oh, the crime of bending the knee to Trump. Well, wait a minute. Bending the knee to Trump's not illegal. It is the Democrats.
The corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media. It is not. It's not going to end well for them, for those that decided that it was, you know, that they would act in their perceived very narrow self-interest, which I would underscore is very short-term self-interest, and, you know, take a knee to Trump.
Why'd she say that that week? They were humiliated by the relocation of Silicon Valley. They were humiliated by the relocation of Zuckerberg. And all Stripe CEO, I mean, you go all the way down the line. Amazon is moving there. They are so embarrassed by this. So they're thugging out. That's what they do. Well, kangaroo court you like we did Donald Trump. We could do this to a billionaire who's a president. What could we do to you, you CEO? We don't care how much you donated in the past. You've embarrassed us. Well, folks, you listen to the show. I lost my mind. I did so much on. I said they're openly telling us, hey, we're not just going to put the Republican leadership in prison like they were trying to do with Arctic Frost. We're going to put CEOs who don't bend the knee to us in prison. And I said, God, they're telling you we're going to prison. Somebody notice. Because if we said this to them, oh my gosh, the freak out would be never ending. We don't do things like this. So we would never say it. Finally, hold the music, Tim. Finally, somebody noticed on our side. They're getting ready to kangaroo court jail us Soviet style and had a reaction besides me. Senator Kennedy from the floor of the Senate at least had words of shame for this insane woman. Here's what he said yesterday.
What Ms. Rice seems to be saying is that it's okay in America today to use the law to prosecute and harass your political enemies.
Thank you.
I find that astounding.
Me too.
Coming from a person of her stature. That's the sort of thing that doesn't happen in America.
Except to Trump.
That's the sort of thing that's only supposed to happen in countries whose Powerball jackpot is 287 chickens and a goat. Not America. We believe in the rule of law.
Not Democrats.
We believe in equal protection.
Nope.
We believe nobody is above the law, but nobody's beneath it. I can't think of a more irresponsible statement for somebody to make.
That is the only reaction our party has had to the left openly saying, we're going to jail you. We're going to jail CEOs who stay neutral. We're going to jail CEOs who move beyond the wall. And folks, I'm telling you, it's not the money. They're moving there because the court systems are for now immune to kangaroo court trials. They are watching Zuckerberg kangaroo courted out there in LA, and they're going, I can't do this. And it made her mad. It made her mad. So she said out loud what they probably say to them over the phone. And no one on our side noticed. Like for a week. Oh my gosh. We are like sitting ducks for these people.